listening to the Creative Teacher Podcast, a show for busy teachers looking for ways to engage, inspire, and make an impact in their teacher businesses. I'm Kirsten, a teacher business owner who is all about simple and actionable tips, strategies, and resources that result in wins, big or small. If you're looking for that extra spark of creativity, you've come to the right place. Let's dive in together. Hello, welcome to a bonus episode of the Creative Teacher Podcast. This episode is based on my own personal experience of tools I have ditched in my business and what I'm using instead. This is based off of a four-part Instagram series that I've been posting this month, and I wanted to make it an official podcast episode and just share about how and more insight into how and why I'm switching certain things. All right, so first of all, I'm going to talk about website platform. Now, as you may or may not have known, I mostly had been on Kajabi until I moved the Southern Teach domain over to WordPress last spring. And it was so great. I'm like super happy and I'm so glad that I moved over to WordPress that I also wanted to put my other domains on WordPress as well. There is currently one website domain that was on Kajabi and that was based off of my membership, Smart and Simple Social Studies. And so I've had it on Kajabi. And just recently, within the last month, I've finally broken up with Kajabi and moved over to WordPress. And I'll talk a little bit more about how it was so easy to quickly switch over. It really only took me a day or so. And of course, number one, there weren't as many pages and there weren't any blog posts. It was really just like the homepage, the about page, contact, and just a couple other pages. So it really didn't take that long because there weren't as many pages. But if you might have like a lot of blog posts to move over, that might be tricky, especially because you can't import anything from Kajabi onto WordPress. You have to literally manually do everything. But it is something that I just decided, you know what, I'm going to cut the cord with Kajabi. I am going to use other tools like ConvertKit, for example. I don't use Kajabi's email. I use ConvertKit email. So it just made sense to do that. And I'm going to share why I love WordPress for all of my domains. The first thing is that it is easy to navigate on the back end. Of course, after the learning curve, I will say it was initially like a little bit of a learning curve, but now it's so easy for me to utilize. Like I can find my pages, all my posts, and any settings I can change. And of course, this can also depend on the theme, which I'll talk about later on in this episode. Overall, I do think it is easy to navigate on the back end compared to Kajabi. It sometimes is confusing and they've changed the menu over the years, but I feel like it could be a little bit easier than it is on Kajabi. WordPress is totally, you know, it takes the cake on that. The other thing is that it offers more customization and flexibility with plugins. You cannot really add plugins with Kajabi, and essentially there's only so many sections you can put in for your website builder, and it's just not as customizable as you would hope. So WordPress definitely also takes the cake on being more customized. The other thing of why I love WordPress over Kajabi is that it is less expensive, even with three websites. I've got three domains and I have this package where I pay monthly on my three domains. I have it hosted on a specific web host, which is WP Engine, which I also recommend. But I also, you know, have a variety of plugins. Some are free, some are paid. And when you add all of that up, plus domain costs, it really doesn't beat the price. Like, it's really a lot less expensive compared to Kajabi. And the only thing with Kajabi is I have been paying a certain amount for just one website. So I think the more websites you have, it would be even more expensive. I don't know how much it is to have three website domains hosted on Kajabi, but I am basically paying less with three websites altogether compared to just having that one. And then also just better SEO tools in general. I highly recommend RankMath. I love it. And I can easily just control a lot, you know, as far as SEO. And I do feel like that my websites have seemed to be a lot higher in the search results on Google than it was previously, because there were so many SEO insights that I had no idea I was or wasn't doing. And there's no way to really tell if you're doing things correctly. So that's why I really appreciate plugins like RankMath. And I also know Yoast is a popular SEO tool for WordPress. All right, the second tool I have ditched is, as far as my website builder, is Elementor. So I started last year on Elementor for my Southern Teach Designs website and also the Southern Teach. And I switched over to another website builder, and that is Cadence. Cadence WP. And this wouldn't have been thought of at all unless it weren't for my web designer who helped me redesign my Southern Teach website last summer. So shout out to Ashley Hughes. She is amazing. She recommended it. And I will share a few reasons about why I do love Cadence over Elementor. But it was so great. Like, I loved it so much on my one site that I was like, you know what? I'm going to just put all of my domains, all, it was two at the time, now it is three domains, on Cadence. And here's why. Number one, it is lightweight. It's a lightweight theme. It's not as heavy. It has faster loading times. It also is native to WordPress because Cadence primarily uses a Gutenberg block editor. So it's intuitively native and integrative to WordPress, whereas Elementor, it's a completely separate, like, you put in the plugin and it's a page builder, but it's not native. So, like, you'll see something along the lines of edit on WordPress or something like that, but then it'll say edit with Elementor. So you have to click on that and then it'll take you to your Elementor editor. And so that can weigh down a website. It can cause slower loading times, performance issues. And so that's just one other reason why I love Cadence, is that it's so simple. And another thing I love is you can copy and paste sections to later, you know, you can put it down closer to the bottom of a web page. You can copy elements across pages. So let's say you want to reuse a block. You can literally just highlight it, copy, paste it into another page. And I've even copied elements, like my About Me section. I think there was one part where it's like, I do not want to rewrite this. So I just highlighted it, copied it, and pasted it into the new, completely different domain. And because it's, you know, Gutenberg block editor, it's easy to copy and paste. I think Elementor has that type of capability, but it just seems like it has been easier to do that. It's just easier for me to edit and add what I need to. I also really love the different features. There's a lot of great templates, not just whole page templates, but there are section templates. So if you're looking for media and text, it'll come up with a variety of options that you can utilize that are all related to your brand. And another feature I love, if you have the Cadence Blocks Pro, that it will, basically, you can put in information and it's integrated with AI. So it will have everything you typed about your business, about your website, what you sell. It will basically formulate it and it'll apply it to a variety of blocks. I'm trying to think of the right word, but like just a variety of blocks that you might need. Maybe you have like images that you need, some type of media and text section, some type of hero section. It has it all integrated. And of course, you can like click out. You can just do a generic design, or you can do one that's actually integrated with your whole entire website. So there's a lot of demos out there. You can always check it out. And I do have in my social media post a screenshot of what it looks like on my end for me based off of my website. But it's just so great. Of like, I love the features it has on building pages. And that's why I really, really recommend, if you do utilize Cadence, to definitely upgrade to that Cadence Blocks Pros plugin, because you'll get a lot of great, like, it's super easy to build the site. And it's, I think, even better than what I had on Kajabi. And I just, it was done in half the time. That was a great part. All right, the third tool I have ditched in my business and what I'm using instead is related to a course platform, Kajabi. We had a good run, a great 3.5 years, but I moved over to Thrivecart Learn. And there's a variety of reasons. Number one, the price. I am only, you know, it's limited in how many courses I can create. It's navigation wise, it wasn't as user friendly as I would have envisioned for my membership. And I did a survey, I did a mock-up of what it might look like with Thrivecart versus Kajabi. And most people that completed the survey really liked the format of the Thrivecart. So that is what we went with. I was like, yes, we're ready. We're going to go. Perfect. It lines with what I need. Perfect. So one thing I really love about Thrivecart Learn is that it's a one-time fee, not just for Thrivecart Learn, but for all of it. So you can get the Thrivecart Learn itself and any other checkout features. It's like that one-time fee. And then if you want to upgrade to Thrivecart Learn Plus, that's another one-time fee, but it's pretty reasonable. And then I ended up just upgrading like across the board. There was another, I think it's like Thrivecart Plus. I'm not even sure what it was, but there's like, you're able to add affiliates and all of that. They sent an email with a discount. I think it was around Black Friday. And they're like, yeah, you can get this for this percentage off. And I just immediately bought it because I was like, you know what? If I've already made back in courses what I've already paid for Thrivecart, if that makes any sense. So why not? So it's a one-time fee. It's not recurring. More customization and flexibility. You can just build it however you want. While there are some features I wish were customizable, it's a lot better than with Kajabi. There's really only so much you can do. It's limited. And I do love the look of Kajabi, like how nice it really looks. But overall, I'm just wanting my members to be able to easily navigate and download different resources. And another reason why I love it, it's cost efficient over time, especially if you're making recurring revenue through Thrivecart, such as with the membership, or you might have some type of a launch with some course. Let's say you are paying, you know, with all of the upgrades about $700-$800. You can easily make that back if you are, you know, launching every quarter, or you have that recurring revenue from your membership. You can easily make that back in the first year of purchasing Thrivecart. Whereas with Kajabi, you're still paying that recurring fee every time. And yes, you can make it back too as well, but it's just as far as over time, it seems like Thrivecart is the best way to go with the cost efficiency. And if you are not using all of what Kajabi offers, I think it's really, truly better to go with something like Thrivecart. And then also, if you purchase Thrivecart Learn, you have access to regular Thrivecart with all of its checkout features. And while I know there have been rumblings of glitches and all of that, I've experienced glitches with the checkout features. I still think it's probably a lot more better converting than Kajabi, and just the fact that you can customize it a little bit more than with Kajabi, I think it's really just a win-win in general. So I'm hopping the train on to Thrivecart. I really enjoy it. I really love how my membership has looked with Thrivecart, and I think it's really easy to navigate compared to what I had on Kajabi. All right, the fourth tool I have ditched is probably going to be a surprise, but I'm going to explain it a little bit just so that you're not like, oh my gosh, you've completely left this. Why? Because I know it's very popular, and that is design apps. So I have moved previously. I've had Canva Pro, and I, you know, religiously utilized it for a variety of projects. And now I am utilizing instead Adobe Express Premium. Now, I will preface this by saying I'm still on Canva. It's not like I'm completely off Canva because I have so many projects in there and templates that are being sold on TPT. So I cannot just completely leave Canva. So I am utilizing the free version and just utilizing it as is. I'm currently trying to move some stuff over, but I'm mostly creating blog posts and social media posts for all of my different accounts. I've also started doing PowerPoint presentations in Adobe Express. So I shouldn't backtrack. Presentations, like if I'm doing a conference, I will create it first in Adobe Express and download it. And additionally, I will use like PDFs. I'll make PDFs for like a handout or maybe some type of lead magnet. I'm creating that in Adobe Express now. And here's why I really love it. Number one, you have access, if you're a premium user, to all of the Adobe fonts, which are so awesome. I love the different Adobe fonts that are in there and the Adobe stock photos. Like literally the best collection of stock photos are what Adobe has. I find pictures that look so nice on my blog post websites and social media posts, whatever I need it for. It's just better quality stock photos that I don't think Canva really has. The good thing with Canva is that they do have a lot of templates. That's great, but I'm not really in that place where I'm utilizing Canva's templates anyway. I'm really like wanting to really, like, I really love the fonts and the stock photos. That's like one of the really big reasons why I love Adobe Express more. Also, I do think there are better, robust features and functions as far as like being able to edit text and just getting things looking nicely. I know there's so many workarounds for Canva if you want. There's a lot of more, you know, there's more text effects there. And of course, it's a learning curve. I'm still learning along the way, but I really love what you can do with just the text and like even the background images. And just it's just easier to navigate, I feel like. The media is bucketed in a nice place, all the elements. It's not all in one little folder, is what I'll call it, like for Canva. It's separate and it's just easy to look for things. Better organization, I do feel like, as far as the menu. And I think probably one of my best features that I really love is seeing the layers. You can have the layers up to the right side and it'll tell you every single layer on that page that you're on in the document. And if you need to flip things, like let's say you want to put your image to the very back, all you have to do is click it in that layer section and just move it with your mouse all the way down to whatever, if you want to put it in the back or in the front, you can easily put it there. It's just easy to see all the layers in once instead of having, you know, right click, move backward or move to back. You can see it all in one nice place. So the layering feature in Adobe Express is really great. Also, better ability to duplicate and resize designs for multiple platforms in the same document. Mind blown. Let's say you have a blog post graphic and you also want to make a pin for it, and you also want to make a social media post about it. Well, with Adobe Express, you can duplicate it, you can resize it all in one document. So it's like right next to each other. You can see like, let's say 10 tips to better branding. I'm just making up an example. And I have my blog post graphic. I can duplicate exactly what it looks like and then resize it to a pin. Then I can resize that one to a Instagram post. I can make it a story. So it's like you do it, you just duplicate it, do it all in one, make some necessary changes, and it's just so easy. And of course, they have those preset templates. Like it'll say like, what type of resizing do you want? And it has a section of all the Instagram stuff, all the TikTok stuff, all the Pinterest stuff. So it's so easy to duplicate and it's just one design. You don't have to like copy it and move it into another document like you might do in Canva. I'm not bashing on Canva. Canva has its pros. It's great in some instances, and I still utilize Canva, but I am currently not using it for my blog posts or graphics related to social media. So it's, yes, it's something different, but I've actually really enjoyed Adobe Express. And of course, there's room to grow under certain things, like just some of the features, I'm sure it can be improved. And Adobe is like the pinnacle of like what most graphic designers use anyway. And I'm sure they're like, they're way more fancy with it, with the Adobe, you know, Photoshop and InDesign, all that stuff. I don't utilize that at this time, but Adobe Express might be my gateway drug, or, you know, it's my gateway into that. We'll see. At the time, I don't need it, but you never know. All right. So that's a little bit about some tools that I have ditched and what I'm using instead. I would love to hear from you what you've ditched. Maybe you have some recommendations on what you really love and what you previously used, or maybe you've had some connections with what I'm talking about in this episode. Definitely hit me up in the DMs at thesouthernteach.designs. I'd love to hear about what you have decided using in your business. All right, that is the end of this bonus episode. I will talk to you again next time. Thanks for tuning in to the Creative Teacher Podcast. If you enjoyed listening to today's episode, feel free to subscribe and leave a review. I'd love to hear your feedback. You can also find me on Instagram at @thesouthernteach. I cannot wait for you to join me in the next episode for more tips and inspiration. Have an amazing day.